We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
On today's show, U.S. booze is back. Are you waiting for some Jack Daniels? Do you like Tennessee whiskey? Well, I've got some good news for you, but it's going to take some gas in your car. Saskatchewan and Alberta are putting American liquor back on store shelves. Details on that coming up. Also, a woman goes viral for her breathing sourdough starter. It breathes. It's alive. I don't know much about sourdough, so I'm going to need some sourdough experts' help on this one today. You've heard of overweight bags at the airport, but have you ever been charged for underweight bags? Never heard of such a thing. Apparently, it's happening more and more. Underweight bags. What is that exactly? What qualifies as an underweight bag? Did Taylor and Travis secretly get married? Wedding crazy. Should guests pay for the food now? I mean, food costs are enormous. So, you get invited to a wedding, should you get a bill like you do at a restaurant? It's a growing trend. From groceries to gas, hardware, and more, the AgriCenters, when you shop at your co-op, you're supporting your local community. Because guess what? People who shop at the co-op, they own the place. They're the owners. Members own your local co-op. So you're lining the pockets of your community as opposed to lining the pockets of billionaires. Check it out. Get a co-op number today. Heritage Co-op, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. It is official. General Motors is the number one EV dealer in North America. They are currently the top of the mountain. There's a reason for that. They have got a stunning lineup of EVs and a great team willing to give you the information you need. Check out Westman's number one EV dealership in Brandon, Murray GM, 1500 Richmond Avenue. If you ever get hail damage on your vehicle or if you ever need some fix-up on your car, truck, SUV, please see Auto Fashion. They have a great lineup of services to offer you at autofashion.ca. 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. So, looks as if U.S. booze is back on store shelves, starting with Alberta, and it looks as if Saskatchewan is going to follow. Yes, the booze is back.
Breweries and liquor stores.
The holdoff is over for U.S. liquor imports to the province. In March, Alberta Gaming, Liquor, and Cannabis stopped the sale of all American alcoholic products due to the ongoing trade war. The move, not a game changer.
To be honest, it's not surprising. They are bringing it back, but they're bringing it back with a tariff on it.
The store currently has a large selection of wine, along with a column of whiskeys imported from the U.S. These were bought before the ban came into effect. Products shipped after March 4th will have a 25% tariff. Whether the seller, store, or buyer pays it is up in the air. But what isn't is customers' choice over the last few months.
At least from what we've seen, the majority of consumers are avoiding American products if they can.
Let the chips fall where they may and let the guys that are making good stuff get it out there.
So Scott Moe has said that he will do the same. And so you can expect to see American liquor on Canadian store shelves literally in days. However, I learned something in that is that there will be tariffs added onto it. A normal $50 bottle of Jack Daniels could cost you $80 or $90. Who knows? I don't know. And plus, you're going to have to go to Mooseman to get it. You'll have to, that'll be the closest store for us in Canada. Probably best to call ahead before you make a significant trip like that, because Mooseman is what, like 2 hours, 90 minutes, 2 hours? The booze is back. But unless you're a guy like me and you like tequila, then that's not of concern to you because, it's coming in from Mexico anyway. Okay, let's talk wedding stuff. Everybody likes to talk wedding stuff. I'm getting word this morning that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce might be secretly married. Oh my God, what will we do? What will we do if they took off and decided that they were going to get married? Taylor Swift fans went into full freakout mode after a wedding planner casually dropped a post on the internet alluding to the fact that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce might already be married. The marriage speculation led to Swifties sending their best wishes to the couple. Oh, my God. Some fans speculated whether the superstar couple were married. Others weren't convinced. May their children be as tall and good-looking and talented as them, said one person online. How could you pull something like that off? You're pretty famous to get married in secret. That would be tough to do. The speculation began after a wedding planner shared BTS details from the nuptials of Cole Kemet and Emily Jaros. Okay. Oh, one of the invitations was for Taylor and Travis Kelce. Now I understand. So she's putting together the wedding invitations for another wedding, and it was requested that they put this on the envelope. Taylor and Travis Kelce, table 13. Maybe they are married. Will they be asked to pay for their meal? How do they do it nowadays? It's 2025. Things are expensive.
When you get a text notification from your friend that got married a few weeks ago, the text reads, "Hey, my wife told me that she hasn't received your $115 for the wedding. No rush, just sell it to me whenever you get the chance." Now you're looking at your phone like, am I the crazy one? Because at no point was it communicated prior to the wedding that I was going to have to pay for my plate. Wasn't on the invitation either, but you and your plus one gave a $400 cash gift in a card at the wedding. Now this wedding took place at a very expensive restaurant in a private room at said restaurant, and you're wondering why the hell would you book a place that you can't afford to pay for on your own? But apparently in the year of our Lord, 2025, people go into debt to get married.
Of course. Well, they've always done that.
Not only are you trying to understand where the audacity came from, you realizing that you didn't even drink at this wedding.
Oh.
There was no open bar. There was no dance floor because it was in a restaurant. When you ask your friend, "Why am I just now finding out that I'm responsible for the cost of my plate at your wedding?" he says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you knew. My bad. I guess I forgot to tell you." You think? What would you do in this situation?
Well, here's the thing. I think you should quit your whining. Quit your whining. Think, okay, couple things, okay? Things are expensive. It's 2025. And think about it. If I had a birthday party that I wanted the Sunseekers to come and attend. Think about this for a second. Tyler's big birthday. We're going to meet at restaurant XYZ and we are going to party down. You're interested, aren't you? You think to yourself, I want to go to Tyler's birthday party because he's a damn nice guy. Probably a little bit of fun when he's got a couple of shots of tequila in him. I ain't paying for you. You're going to pay your own bill. So what's the difference? Come on, it's 2025. Things are expensive. Janine says if you can't afford to have a wedding, elope. I think this is the growing trend. Listen, Sunseekers, listen to me. Things are changing, and they're changing fast. Times are changing. That's the old way of doing things. Ah, wedding dresses. Grooms are wearing wedding dresses. Brides are wearing tuxedos. Guests are paying for weddings. Get with the program. It's the future. It's the future. Patsy Ann says, if they gave $400 in a card, that covers the plate. That's a nice size little chunk of change. $400. What are you paying for the whole wedding? Holy cow. How about $40? Really? Here's just, you know, a token of my appreciation. Thank you for having me. Show me to the buffet line. See you later. That's why I probably don't get invited to a lot of weddings. Quentin says, nope, if you can't afford to have 300 people at your wedding, have 30. No, make them pay. This is just another change you're going to have to get used to. And I think that this woman, you know, she's obviously, I want to see some of the comments. What are some of the comments? I bet you people are agreeing with me that this is the way it has to be. Things are too expensive. Kat says invitations aren't invoices. That's not a wedding. It's a group dinner. Okay, Anna, call it what you want. Then it's a group dinner. Have you guys seen the price of stuff? Like, seriously? Have you seen the prices? I think this is genius. I applaud. I think it's fantastic. I think that's the real reason she's sharing this TikTok, is to let people know that this is the new one of the variety. It's right up there with the, you know, the bride walking down the aisle to, like, you know, some rap song, doing the dance, and the bridesmaids are all in sync, and it's like, here comes the bride. So 1950s, paying for your guests' meals. In fact, hey, Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, making donations to Samaritan House, Helping Hands, and the Bear Clan every time you get your oil changed. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Headley's Health Hut, today is Win Back Wednesday. It's a big day at Headley's Health Hut because you could walk in, you've got a sore back, sore head, you want something for your liver, your stomach, you're picking up protein powder, maybe something sugar-free or gluten-free, a weight loss supplement. And all of a sudden you walk out with your stuff and it's free. How does that work? Well, Win Back Wednesday is the second Wednesday of every month at Headley's Health Hut. And don't forget, the last Friday of the month is Customer Appreciation Day, and they are planning a beach party for the 27th. Yours truly is going to be there, eating peanut butter, having some of that alcohol-free tequila shots on Friday, June the 27th. Customer Appreciation Day to kick off summer. 1314 Richmond Avenue. Best baked goods are available at Kuiper's Family Bakery for your hot dogs and hamburgers. Of course, they've got the greatest and fluffiest and most delicious buns imaginable. When I'm doing my pulled pork on the smoker, I pull off that incredible pulled pork. I want some tray buns to go along with it. And the tray buns are squishy as you get that delicious, juicy pulled pork in between those two soft pieces of Kuiper's bun. Oh, that's so delicious. Monster cookies, cinnamon buns, and more. Find it all at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. Taste the tradition baked into every bite. The Mountain Dew flavor that's got everybody excited. I don't know what kind of fruit this is. Do you know what kind of fruit this is? So coming June the 15th, the new Mountain Dew flavor drops, and shoppers are already racing to find it. They are so excited. Now, this will be mainly south of the border, but as we mention in every segment of new product introduction, the soda pops and chips that we talk about in this show are often available on this side of the border because we have more and more area businesses importing these products. So this is called Mountain Dew Dragon Fruit. It looks weird. Looks like it's does it taste like a kiwi fruit? It's got a lot of those little seeds like kiwi fruit does. Dragon Fruit blends the brand's trademark citrus flavor, because Mountain Dew is orange, with the tropical sweetness of dragon fruit, a vibrant pink fruit native to Mexico and Central America. The result is a juicy, vibrant, unexpected pink soda that's not overly sweet, but taps into the amazingness of the fruit. And in summary, tastes like summer in a bottle. Holy cow. I have to say, I like the look of it. It's a cool looking fruit. It's got prickly pink fruit. Except I'm not a big full sugar pop guy. I find pop a little too sweet for me. Even some of the zero sugars, depending on what the brand is, can sometimes taste a little too sweet for me. Not big on this. I'm not a sweet guy. Fans are excited but bummed there's no sugar free. Boy, it's like you're reading my mind. Oh, one person has tried it already. According to some shoppers, you may be able to find the new flavor at Walmart ahead of the release date. Apparently, Mountain Dew Summer Freeze is also coming back. Inspired by the nostalgic red, white, and blue ice pop, or as we call in this neck of the woods, a freezy. Hey, Epp Law Office, they would like to remind you that they are part of the 50-50 promotion, the 50-50 draw for Helping Hands. They are looking at putting a new roof on the soup kitchen, and the current jackpot is at over $950. And starting today, Helping Hands will be at the Shoppers Mall to get your 50-50 tickets. They'll be there from June 11th to 14th to assist you with your purchase. Must be 18 plus to purchase tickets with a valid credit card. helping out the soup kitchen at the same time, you could win some cash. The new Smile Zone. Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, those smile cookies, the number one store in all of Canada, Victoria Avenue in Brandon. They sold more smile cookies there than anywhere else in the entire country. And we're taking the Brandon Clinic and turning it into this wonderful place for kids to wait to see the doctor, to wait to get tests done, brightly colored games inside. It's going to be fun to be doing the show a week from today. Tim Hortons, home of the Supreme Stack. That is that beautiful sandwich of seasoned steak, double smoked bacon, caramelized onions, cheddar, mozzarella, and Monterey Jack cheeses, and a creamy peppercorn sauce served on a potato bun. Have you tried it yet? Go to Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And our friends at Skydancer Casino, hoping we're going to be there next month for the Gary LaVox Show. Now, Gary is the lead singer of Rascal Flatts. I'm a big Rascal Flatts fan. I know there's a lot of Rascal Flatts fans in southwestern Manitoba. And Gary is the guy. It's like Steve Perry of Journey doing all the Journey songs at a show. And that is going to be Saturday, July the 12th. At the Skydancer. It's going to be an outdoor show, beer gardens, food. It's always a lot of fun when you take in an outdoor show at the Skydancer. But time is running out for you to get your advance tickets at a discounted price. Just 88 minutes from Brandon in Belcourt. Molly says, my mom loves Rascal Floats. Flats, you mean? Flats. Rascal Floats. Flats, floats. What floats my boat is Rascal Floats. Not spell check. I know. My mom loves it. They're great. Mayberry is one of my favorite songs. I grew up in a small town, went to school in a small town, met my wife in a small town. So when I hear the song Mayberry, I can't play it for you, but it takes me back to my little town. I miss Mayberry sipping on an ice-cold cherry Coke where everything is black and white. Picking on a six string, people pass by and call me by their first name, watching the clouds roll by. Now, everything is true about that, except I wasn't picking a six string. I would sit and drink a cold cherry Coke, and people would know you by your first name in a small town. It was a small town, it's like 500 people.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
Big open house coming up. Weddings by Abby has an open house on June the 21st. That's not this coming Saturday. That is next Saturday at their location at 3G 389 Park Avenue East in Brandon. It goes 11 until 4. So if you know somebody that's about to get married, getting married, thinking about marriage, just likes to look at fun and awesome stuff involving weddings, you're going to want to put this in your phone. Smoked and Sauced will be there. Oakland Estate, Happy Skin, Photography 204, and that's all happening a week from Saturday at 3G 389 Park Avenue East in Brandon. Weddings by Abby. At Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa at beautiful Riding Mountain National Park, they've got live entertainment at Buffalo Bar for Friday and Saturday night, 8:30 start. Spring Yoga with Shane is Saturdays through the entire month. And, of course, Solange has got Zumba June 18th to 7 p.m. There's a movie night Thursday, June the 19th. A foam party? What? Yes, a foam party at the Elkhorn on June the 24th. And the Roper Romp, 7 p.m. on the 29th, where everyone's dressing up like the Ropers. Complete with the Regal Beagle Lounge, prizes, and more. ElkhornResort.mb.ca. The No Money Miracle continues at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Furniture, appliances, electronics. Don't worry about the cash. Pay nothing till 2027. No money down, not even the taxes or the fees, and no monthly payments. Again, they're in Brandon's West End, 3635 Victoria Avenue or Leon's.ca. The community is still celebrating the arrival of almost $50,000 to the different groups that receive funding through the Building Communities Grant, including the RM of Pipestone Handy Van, the Sandy Lake Elphinstone Handy Van, the Verdinaud Restoration Program, and the Christian Heritage School and Burroughs Trail Arts Council. Together, receiving close to 50 grand, about $47,000 with the Sunrise CU Building Communities Program. Fall intake is coming fast, so keep them in mind when that comes around again, sunrisecu.mb.ca. And I know we've got some car enthusiasts that are sun seekers. And I saw an announcement yesterday that Sunrise Credit Union is going to be one of the corporate sponsors for the Western Canadian Nationals Car Show. This is a big deal for people who love classic cars. The announcement made yesterday afternoon. The Western Canadian Nationals Car Show is coming to Brandon August 1st to 3rd at the Keystone Center. There will be 800 vintage vehicles to attend the show, with vehicles traveling from all corners of Canada and across the United States. So this is going to be like a cruise night on steroids. There are going to be some cars at this thing that we have never seen in our area before. They're coming from all over North America. August 1st to 3rd at the Keystone Center. Corporate sponsors, Sunrise Credit Union. We thank them for that. Overweight bags and underweight bags. What? Underweight bags? What the hell is an underweight bag? So just when you thought that the airlines couldn't give it to us enough. A flight passenger sharing frustrations about a surprising issue. This was on a Delta Airlines flight. Quote, my checked bag was rejected for being underweight, so I stuffed them into the secret duffel bag that I always bring for such contingencies and tried to check that. Imagine my surprise when the agent said I couldn't check my fluffy bag because it didn't weigh enough. So this person had been on vacation. They bought a few souvenirs, and the souvenirs weren't bricks. They weren't heavy. They were just light little things, little trinkets. The agent said I could go ahead and take it as a third carry-on, but I didn't want to get hassled by the gate agent. The person did not want to be forced to check a backpack at the gate and ended up finding a few heavy things from the carry-on to add more weight. And she was curious to know if it happened to anybody else. Users took to the comments section to discuss whether they'd ever heard of a checked bag being rejected for being underweight. One person says, I would have just checked my carry-on and taken the souvenirs with me. Another said, gate agents lately are super strict. Trying to get three of those bags through them would probably not work. What are you checking, helium balloons? Asked another person. Most airlines list the maximum weight of a checked bag, but do not state whether there is a minimum weight. Delta's website says the standard checked bag should be under 50 pounds. Bags on Frontier should be 40 pounds or less. But what about a bag that is too light? Have you ever had a bag that felt like there was nothing in it? I don't understand what the problem is. Janine says, I worked in the airline industry for 35 years. Never once has this happened. I've also flown hundreds of times. Many times even checked empty suitcases to bring home souvenirs and was never told that the bag is too light. Either something is happening with the airlines or there's more to this story. I think that they're getting ready for us to thread the needle. I think that what is coming next is they're going to start charging you. Too heavy, too light, you're going to pay a fee. The airlines are trying to find any way possible to make extra money. They're going to start charging for toilet paper soon. Want to use the lavatory? Oh, make sure you see the airline stewardess before you go so you can swipe your credit card to get some R-swipe before you go to the toilet. Wait a second. I thought that toilet paper was complimentary on this flight. Then all of a sudden people start bringing their own. That is crazy. And what would they say? I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to pay the underweight baggage fee. The underweight baggage fee. Somebody says, then just ship it UPS. Because, I mean, you've got these souvenirs and they're ultra light. I don't know, maybe some door knockers. What are you taking? Like pens from the hotel room? A couple of bottles of shampoo? Some socks? What could be so light? What else? Tim says, tell them, carry on my wayward son. My mom wanted me to bring an extra bag to carry a bunch of stuff to take home, so I literally checked an empty bag once. But it was a hard case bag. This is probably the difference. Darren says, remember when flying was nice? when passengers were well-behaved, nicely dressed, and there was no Karens. It wasn't that long ago. Actually, around 2008, you could get on board the airplane, have something delightful to eat, and actually get to your destination without any drama or headache. Ah, the good old days. No kidding. How things have changed. And that's where we end the show, where we began. Things are constantly, constantly changing. And I don't think as humans, we are able to keep up with all this change. It stands to reason that we're going to be confused and stressed out. But I hope that you have a nice day, an easy day. It's Wednesday. And just remember, we are sliding towards the weekend. We are pretty much over the hump, you guys. You're just about there. You can do this. We can do this. We'll get to the weekend together. We'll make it all right. Thanks for being on the show today, guys, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes changing up your makeup look for fall. From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extension Mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener. Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows from the office to all your favorite fall festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.